Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the worst science for me in all the sciences, and I took a lot of science, was physics. Physics was rough. Physics was flipping physics. It was rough. And I remember always hearing this time-honored concept of opposites attract, likes repel. Sodium chloride, sodium has a positive charge, chloride has a negative charge. And I go, but doesn't oxygen have a positive charge? What about CO2? Carbon, I think, is negatively charged, but oxygen is positively charged, but oxygen has to come in O2. What about H2O? I was like, are we sure about this? But listen, I just assumed I didn't know what the hell I was talking about. Plus, we've extended this concept to opposites attract, likes repel, to relationships. Well, I've seen negative people, and boy, do these negative people attract other negative people. And happy, positive people like me attract other happy, positive people. I like positivity. Very, very positive. So there were a couple grad students that were told to shut up, like I was back in school, who actually looked at, and I got to tell you, this is guts, to try to question the opposite attract, like charges repel concept. But researchers from the University of Oxford's chemistry department found that like charged particles, so similar charged particles, submerged in solution, were able to attract each other, not only attract each other, but attract each other from long distances, depending on the solvent. Now, the study was published in the journal Nature Nanotechnology. And some of you will say, who gives a flip in physics? Who cares? No. Where this could be very important is we have medication breakdown. We have chemical degradation. We have things that don't last. And it might be because we've been using the concept, well, these chemicals have to be, this concept of this negative and positive. And so maybe we could use this technology to figure out that there are other compounds that might actually have better stability. It's really, really cool from a physics standpoint, not to get all technical and scientific, but Newsweek reported on this, and they said researchers believe that their study will change the way scientists think about processes such as medicines and chemicals in terms of their stability and how certain diseases develop. They also discovered a way to measure properties of the electrical charge caused by solvents, which was previously thought impossible. And Oxford professor Madhavi Krishnan said, "I am really proud of my two graduate students, as well as the undergraduate students who have worked together to move the needle on this fundamental discovery." Very, very cool. So now, some of you will say, well, I'm not going to be a scientist, so I don't care about this. What about real life? Well, I have seen time and time again this idea that opposites attract and likes repel. I knew a couple that was Democrat and Republican. It didn't go well. Didn't go well at all. You got liberals and conservatives not hooking up that closely these days. And so one of the reasons why these dating apps are so successful is because they find attributes that they can link you. It's like to like. Are you into sports? Do you listen to Dr. Dahlia radio show? Okay, then you must be pretty cool. I would really put that on your Tinder. Do you like rock, heavy metal, hip-hop, rap? And so like does attract like, because you have to have certain foundations. You have to have those bonds. And chemistry and physics, fascinatingly, is the basis of anything. Now, I could metaphor anything to a covalent bond or a hexagonal-shaped compound. I could take my organic chemistry and apply it to what we see with basic relationships, etc. But I keep hearing people, this opposite attraction. Was that Paula Abdul? Opposites attract. You know, it ain't fiction. It's a natural fact. Or even Paula Abdul sang a song about opposites attract. And I think it was that people had thought that that if you were opposite, they're not in the dating pool. There, and so there was this movement to know the opposite is fine. You could go to the opposite. Well, we've seen that it's not always opposites attract. There's like. Look at homosexuality. Look at the LGBTQAI plus spectrum. So challenging science is something that is very, very difficult to do, even though the basic fabric of science is hypothesis and questioning and reevaluating. And so with what happened with COVID and people questioning, well, wait a second, you were telling us, that we need to work on natural immunity. Natural immunity is important. We're not sleeping well. We're not eating well. We're not incorporating vitamins. We bring up natural immunity. One doctor got her medical license suspended and was told to get psychiatric help. I mean, that's not cool. So we should, in science, in medicine, in academia, in construction and engineering, understand that some of these time-honored traditions or principles may not always be what they were. Can you imagine the first person, was it Galileo? Who was it that said the earth was not round, but it could be flat? Oh, no, that the earth was flat, but it could be round. Now, I remember in the movie Year One, Jack Black thought that that could be true. So, and we're taught to, if somebody brings up a concept like that, to vilify them. Remember the first parents who said, look, my kid has seizures, and I tried some marijuana on them, and the seizure stopped? They were looked at as unworthy parents. And now we have medications for these very severe seizure disorders. Always allow the questions and let us study things. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we've spoken about this a lot, how obesity is probably one of the biggest threats to us as a human species, to our national security, to our health overall. They say obesity rates among the world has quadrupled globally between 1990 and 2022. 1 billion people are too heavy. Now, they say that 159 million children and adolescents and 879 million adults have a weight that is so high relative to their height that they are obese. rates of underweight dropped among children and adolescents, which is good. That doesn't necessarily mean they're nourished. We still have a malnourishment issue. But obesity is in and of itself a threat. America is often thought as the most obese country with 139 million obese population, but China has 200 million, India 350 million. The U.S. ranks 10th highest for men, 36th highest for women out of 190 countries. This is according to The Lancet. So Tonga, America, Samoa, and other countries are some of the heaviest for women, for men, American Samoa, Nauru, Tui Kelau, and other. So our obesity, we think, is bad in America. It's even worse in other places. So many are saying, well, thank God for Ozempic. I don't know if I'm ready to thank the Lord for these GLP-1 agonists. I think these GLP-1 agonists have a fantastic role, but I don't think they're the end-all. If you've noticed, ever since Ozempic came, you know, the frenzy with that, and now Wegovy, the weight loss counterpart of it, hit the market, or Mounjaro and its weight loss counterpart, Zepbound, hit the market, I still talk about things like Weight Watchers, exercise. I like Weight Watchers because it's has a sort of meal plan. They don't call it diet. I remember I took some classes when I was younger and started to get some puberty weight, and I wanted to keep that in check. They taught you to hydrate. They taught you to eat healthy. And then later they came up with this point system to help you kind of manage your food and make you think twice about what you're eating. Ozempic, Wegovy, and Mounjaro Zepbound are finding the greatest success in individuals who say, I just don't eat. I just don't eat. Okay. Well, we do eat a lot. And back in caveman days, you didn't always have breakfast, second breakfast, tea, lunch, high tea, appetizer, dinner. I mean, you would eat when you had food, and sometimes that would be once a day. But a weight loss plan for long-term weight loss is you not taking something artificial and just not eating. All right, that is ripe for a diet failure. And I understand these medications, such as Oprah, I think has been, we all knew, I was like, she's got to be on the medication because, boy, did she lose a lot of weight. And I guess she did reveal that she is on a weight loss medication and now is leaving Weight Watchers. But, you know, that your weight loss then is not necessarily dependent on, okay, you've rerouted the things you've done, you're reevaluating your diet, you're increasing your exercise. When you use these weight loss medications, sadly, many individuals who are using them are putting all their eggs in that weight loss injection basket. Well, what happens if you don't get that drug? I had a lady call up. She almost sounded like any of my illegal substance addicted patients. I need it. I can't get it filled. The pharmacies don't have it. You got to give me something. I go, what medication, what pharmacy, what drug are we talking about? Wegovy. Oh, you mean the weight loss medication? Yes, the panic. The panic in her voice that she couldn't get the shot. So what? You don't get the medication. Again, watch what you eat. Minimize what you eat. Hit the gym. Nope. And the reason why is people say they did all that and it didn't work. Oprah, for crying out loud, was a part of Weight Watchers. It wasn't at Weight Watchers. It wasn't until she used the weight loss drug to finally slim down. Well, So then what's going on here? Why isn't diet and exercise working? Is it because the diet you're doing is not necessarily, you know, a real diet? Are you still drinking alcohol? Are you still eating chocolate? Are you drinking diet soda? And so, yes, when I don't eat much, I lose weight. Do I starve myself? No, I don't. Because any of those crash diets didn't work for me, I gained the weight back. So I am very nervous about what's going to happen 65 months from now. Because if you are, or actually it's no 64 weeks, 65 weeks from now, if a lot of the studies looked at these weight loss medications working at the 65-week mark, and now we're getting more studies to look at longer, what is going to happen in 2025? Can you still stay on the medication? Do these medications alter your pancreas? Do they alter your gut microbiome? Are we going to see such side effects, gallbladder disease, pancreatitis, that people can't take them? And then what? Oprah Winfrey has parted ways with Weight Watchers. She will not be reelected for the board of directors. She was with them for 9 years. She is going to donate her shares in the company to the National Museum of African American History and Culture. The shares are dropping now that people are using Wegovy and Zepbound or Ozempic and Mounjaro for weight loss. Weight Watchers shares have been dropping. I might actually invest once the Weight Watchers dropped, because I think people are going to have to go back. I think the individuals who can't pay for the medication or get the medication, again, I cannot imagine where we all have to be on injections every single week for the rest of our lives. Diabetics do it, but there's just not enough medications. There's just not enough applicators. You know what? The environmentalists are going to have a problem with all these plastic applicators now being used and thrown out. Can't make them out of paper. You have to use certain substances that are not necessarily eco-friendly. So you know, I'm proud of Oprah for losing her weight. Now, I think she reportedly lost 42 pounds in 2017, from 2015 to 2017, being a Weight Watchers, and she bought 10% stake in the company. But then in December, she began taking the weight loss medication as, quote-unquote, a maintenance tool. She told People Magazine, "The fact that there's a medically proven prescription for managing weight and staying healthier in my lifetime feels like relief, like redemption, like a gift, and not something to hide behind and once again be ridiculed for. I'm absolutely done with the shaming from other people, and particularly myself." She didn't specify which one, but that has now drawn a mixed response. One, because it's a very expensive medication, and we're still having shortage issues, so when the wealthy Hollywood get it, it starts to make middle-class people a little grumpy. But you know, I want to see us be able to control our obesity epidemic. But it's multifactorial. If we're not moving, if we're not going to the gym, if we're not looking at fast food or a lot of the food we're buying at a grocery store as fake food that's affecting our metabolism, obesity is a sign of stress. If we're not addressing our stress, if we're not, you know, looking at food and meals the way we're supposed to, as, you know, 90% vegetables with some protein, etc., we're going to gain the weight back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The most recent inflation report is indicating a 0.4% increase for January. Aligning with forecasts, the Federal Reserve is deliberating on whether to initiate interest rate reductions. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said last month he aims to observe further positive data before considering interest rate cuts. If you're a regular pot smoker, you may want to listen up. That smoking could be shortening your life. USA's John Schaefer.
A recent study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, led by researchers from UCSF and supported by the National Institutes of Health, suggests that those who consume cannabis daily, particularly through smoking, could elevate the risk of heart attack by 25% and stroke by 42%. Even occasional weekly use, the analysis indicates, poses potential risks to heart and brain health.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are back on the Dr. Dolia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know how many times this is going to go on until we figure out what to do or do something better than we're doing. But United Healthcare says hackers stole millions of records. Millions. Sensitive records. Not only medical insurance, but our health data. This hack was done by the group known as Black Cat or ALPHV, A-L-P-H-V. It had stolen 8 terabytes of data from United Health. And this is obviously affecting millions of people. Now, Black Hat said it stole data from partners, including Medicare, U.S. military, medical health agency TRICARE, CVS Health, and other companies. But the claim was swiftly removed without explanation, according to Reuters. Reuters is trying to reach the hackers and have not been able to. But they are taking credit for it, and United Healthcare is admitting that it was Black Hat. Black Hat has also claimed credit for numerous hacks over the past year, including MGM, that casino breach that happened in Las Vegas, and Reddit systems. So how did this happen? Well, they attacked the United Healthcare-owned Change Healthcare system. Change Healthcare is a middleman between healthcare providers and insurance companies. Yes, I'm sure they're going to probably change the term middleman because people don't like to be using those terms that have men in it anymore. So the middle player, shall we say? A middleman. All right, that we know it as currently. And it's between healthcare providers and insurance companies. So, in the older days, when you want to see a doctor, when you want to see a hospital, how much does it cost? We'll scrape the money together. Can we do payment plans? Now we have middlemen, insurance companies, and it looks like now we have middlemen to the middlemen. And the breach has hindered everyday transactions like electronic pharmacy refills, new insurance claims. And this has been going on now since February 21st, according to an SEC filing. How long will this last? Probably weeks. The insurance company is setting up a loan program for health providers in the meantime, meaning doctors, pharmacists, hospitals might not get paid. In a joint cybersecurity advisory, federal agencies including CISA, CISA, and the FBI warned that Black Hat is now internationally targeting the healthcare system. Since mid-December 23, of the nearly 70 leaked victims, the healthcare sector has been the most commonly victimized. We're not talking just 70 people. We're talking 70 entities. The U.S. government has offered a $15 million reward for any actionable intelligence on the group's whereabouts. An attempt by the FBI to seize their servers and sites apparently failed last year, and the group quickly regained control. In a darknet message, this is according to Reuters, that was The Verge, reported by The Verge, that was deleted on Wednesday, Black Hat also claimed it stole millions of patient records, sensitive medical and insurance data, and admitted to stealing data from Medicare, TRICARE, which handles our military, CVS Health, and no further details provided. So, how many people could be affected? Well, Change Healthcare handles about 33% of all patient records in the United States. That's what the American Hospital Association told Javier Becerra, HHS secretary. Any prolonged disruption of Change's healthcare systems will negatively impact many hospitals' ability to offer the full set of healthcare services to their communities. That's according to the American, or AHA, American Hospital Association, President Richard Pollack. So United Health is currently working with Google-owned Mandiant and cybersecurity software vendor Palo Alto Networks, according to CNBC. I'm not sure what the ransom is and what they would pay, but come on. Seems like every year some healthcare system is getting hacked. Now, you all know my sensitive medical stuff. I had a hysterectomy. I had an ovarian tumor, which was benign, thank God. But, you know, so I talk about my medical history all the time. But the average person does not want people knowing about their gynecological history. They don't want people knowing that they may have hepatitis or HIV or herpes or COVID or tuberculosis or gonorrhea. And these medical, your medical records are not safe. And it's one of the reasons why some people do not go to the doctor. Now, you have to. If you have a medical condition that needs treatment, for the love of God, treat it. All right? We don't stigmatize anymore for those diseases. There was a stigma, and maybe society might, but they're idiots. You need to be treated and get better. But we don't have a paper chart that's under lock and key. And yeah, the paper chart could go somewhere, but now that everything's tech, we could have China just, you know, peruse our data and find where our vulnerabilities are. Not to mention, you know, our social securities, our birth dates, other identifying factors. But what's really troublesome right now is individuals who need to get medical care. You know, a pharmacy could go under. A hospital could go under if they don't get paid. If United Healthcare can't pay because there's an additional middleman or middle, I guess, entity between the insurance company now and paying the... It used to be you billed the insurance got the claim, they turned around and cut you a check. Now there's an additional middleman? Maybe we have to stop the middleman process. I understand it might make things a little bit more easy. But if a doctor says, I saw the patient, pay me, you pay the doctor. You pay the pharmacy. You pay the staff. You pay. But my guess is all payments are going to now be held up. So if you are a patient that needs certain care, are you going to be guaranteed that they will do it? Or are they going to ask for money up front in case they don't get paid? Yeah, running a medical office, I'm telling you right now, if you don't get paid, you can't keep it open. If your patients don't pay you and the insurance company doesn't pay you, yeah, the lights go out. Power company doesn't give a damn. Your landlord doesn't give a damn. During Obamacare, when insurance company said, sorry, we're not paying you, all these patients have high deductibles. So once they meet their deductible, we'll pay you. So when you bill the patient saying, all right, looks like you have deductibles, so insurance company says you owe $52 or you owe $25 or you owe $108. And the patients are like, sorry, don't have the money, it's a recession. We closed down. How many doctors closed up? And so now, rather than having that doctor who could see you and say, look, you know, I have cash, let me come in, or you know, I have an insurance that, you know, whatever. You know, now, because medicine is so corporate, we have all these other entities managing these bills, managing these costs. Two middlemen. Personally, I'd like to negotiate with the doctor myself. Hi, I would like a hysterectomy. How much do you usually get paid by insurance to perform the hysterectomy? Well, $1,200. All right. Well, what if I give you $1,500? Will that pay for everything? Let me negotiate. I don't need, you know, insurance companies and on top of that, additional agents to do the negotiating. But that's the way the system is, and that's why it costs so much. And that's why we're vulnerable. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you're cheated on, who should be the one that's embarrassed? The cheater or the cheatee? Personally, I think the cheater is the one that should be embarrassed. I would not be embarrassed if I was cheated on at all. And I used to be. Getting cheated on by previous boyfriends, yeah. You start to think, well, I wasn't pretty enough, I wasn't good enough, I wasn't this, I wasn't this. And now I'm at the age, and especially with being a physician and seeing what I've seen, when somebody cheats, it's them. It's not you. if Jennifer Aniston could be cheated on? I mean, come on. Look at Jerry Halliwell. She was Ginger Spice. And now her husband is under a lot of scrutiny for being cleared from any inappropriate conduct after, I guess, text messages have been leaked where, I guess, Red Bull boss Christian Horner said to a subordinate female employee. And I'm not going to read some of the text messages, but they did seem to imply some sort of sexual undertones. And so he was cleared to continue as the Red Bull team principal on Wednesday following an internal probe into inappropriate behavior. He has always denied it and was cleared. But 24 hours later, texts apparently exchanged between him and the complainant were sent from an anonymous email to 149 journalists and leading figures in F1. And so now people are seeing this. And, of course, previous Ginger Spice or Jerry Halliwell, now has all eyes on her. What is she going to do? He's 50 years old. I'm not really sure how old she is. But, you know, this idea of cheating and denying it, and I'm very naive, and I like to take a person for their word for it, knowing that there's a lot of BS, and where you are in a position of power, somebody could very easily claim you're doing something, or, you know, the first person that lied about being assaulted or attacked ruined it for the rest of us who really were assaulted, or because now everybody questions. There's been so many lies out there that when something does happen, truthfully, it doesn't get believed. But when somebody lies, allegedly, lies through their teeth, gets cleared, and then there's evidence that comes out, it really starts to kind of mess it up for everybody. It messes it up for people who, you know, are victims that were not believed. How many times? When I was assaulted, I wasn't going to say anything because I thought it would have horrible ramifications. And why be re-traumatized? Just move on. Okay, well, we don't want you to just move on. You need to be able to, address it, and you need to make sure that that doesn't happen to anybody else. And so, you know, I'm not sure what's going to happen with Red Bull. I really don't care about, you know, that's not, you know, our job to kind of dissect people's marriages. But I think a lot of you out there have been in positions or in relationships where there was infidelity. And as a physician, I would have women and men, but especially, you know, women in my office bawling about being cheated on. And, you know, saying what was me. I let myself go. I didn't have enough sex with them. You know, we only had sex 3 days a week and he wanted it every day or whatever. And, you know, if you really, really love somebody, I mean, they could be in a wheelchair. You want to be with them. I mean, when you really, really love somebody, you know, but to use excuses or to, and that is often what happens when somebody cheats, they will turn around and do the blame game, saying, this is your fault. You were always nagging me. You didn't love me. You put the kids first. I was neglected. Really? Okay, if you're going to have a baby, right, the baby always comes first. I'm telling you right now, the baby always comes first. If she needs to sleep, right, or he needs to sleep because he's got to take care of the child the next day, right, that is a no-brainer. Okay, the sex can always be figured out. You can always have sex. It can always, but, you know, talk about it. There's things, you know. Now, mind you, are there sexless marriages that are destroying marriages? Yes. If you're in a sexless marriage and you don't want to be, you have every right to, you know, talk to your spouse about possibly ending that marriage. if you cannot be on the same page with things that are very important to you. But then don't cheat. Get into marriage counseling. Talk about options. And, you know, decide as a team what's the best way to move forward. Because it does. It kills me to see people in sexless marriages and them miserable. You know, it's not easy. And it kills me to see individuals who can't have sex. They're in pain. They have no sex drive. But again, don't cheat. Then separate. You know, start, you know, proceedings where you both can start moving on with your own lives. And so, you know, I've just heard the gamut of things of where things went wrong with relationships, and the person who was cheated on, the victim, continues to be victimized by saying that it was my fault. Now, why would they do that? Why would somebody who was cheated on, because people are now looking at Jerry Halliwell as how she responds. Now, and she can respond any way she wants to. It's her marriage. Well, but many individuals will stick up for their partner's infidelity. Why would they do that? Well, let's say my husband cheated. There was a time, he did, but there was a time where I was telling my friends I still wouldn't leave him. I love him. He's a good father to my kids. I mean, I'd make him get STD tested or whatever, and he never cheated, but... You know, if so, I had considered that, you know, now might be a different story. But, you know, I would not put up with that. But early on in the marriage, I loved him. I still love him. I would not have left him. And then when some people feel like, well, they have to explain that and you don't, they might say, well, you know, it's my fault. That's why I'm not leaving him. Because they don't want to go into the real reason that they want to stay. Maybe some people need the financial security. I have seen couples where if the wife left, she would be so financially devastated that she chooses to stay. Because at least she still has a house. She still has, you know, means. Now, there's a variety of reasons why some people will stay and some people won't. You know, I mean, public humiliation of cheating, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if she does choose to say, I'm out. But then again, the next question is it cheating when you text but you don't sleep with somebody? How many people are in these online relationships where they flirt with each other online, they message each other, but they don't necessarily have sex? See, to me, I think that is still a form of cheating. Because you are gaining an intimate relationship with somebody and somebody you have powerful feelings for. Looking at porn, I don't think it's cheating. Looking at porn because you don't, I mean, if you aren't really expecting to meet these people and, you know, they're not going to take you away from the marriage, but somebody that has that potential that could possibly take you away from the marriage, to me, that will not be compatible with your marriage. 1-877-DOCS-ALLIE. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.